This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
You get out there on the field, but then you love that and the weather's great in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And you come back to the back of the house area. Does it remind you how much you guys need a new stadium?
I don't want to say that. I'm sure it reminds you of that, yeah.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking ball with Jason Leisure. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. The Bears are just finishing up their practice with the starters. Yes, it's a little weird that they would practice after a game, but most of the guys that they know are on the team didn't play yesterday. So, Jason, thanks for joining us. What was the rationale of having practice today?
Well, it was mostly what you just said was that a bunch of these guys didn't get any work Sunday against the Dolphins. I mean, you sat out. There were three first-string players out of 23 that they list as first-string offensive and defensive players. And one was a rookie and two were guys that are in position battles. So, you know, they did a light 70 something play walkthrough with the offense yesterday, basically at Soldier Field before the game. There was plenty. It was reasonable to have them practice after a game. I was surprised, like you were, that they would do that, that they would have a practice after even a preseason game. But considering that none of those guys practiced Sunday in a real way, like played Sunday or practiced Saturday in a real way, it's not that crazy.
What do you think about Ben Johnson's take on this first preseason week of using the joint practice and then the session yesterday morning that he was in charge of directly and now the practice today, if the idea is to teach the quarterback to see it the way that he sees it, he's deemed this more effective than the more traditional path. What do you think of it?
Well, it's fairly common to take that approach now. That didn't used to be the way, as you're alluding to, Matt, but it's pretty common now when teams have joint practices leading up to a preseason game that none of the starters will play in the game itself. I think this week will be a little bit different because I think this week there's really going to be an emphasis on Caleb Williams planning for an opponent. I think this week is going to be a big week for him in terms of preparation, where he's going to work and study leading up to the joint practice Friday against the Bills and presumably playing at least a little in the preseason game against them on Sunday. it's going to be a lot more like a regular season week in terms of the schedule that they're going to go through, and I think in what they want him to focus on.
You know what's crazy is that the Bears will end up back on Hard Knocks next week.
Yes, I know. I know.
Are the cameras already there, or are you guys looking forward to catching up with your favorite Hard Knocks production squad people?
Maybe it'll be good, because the Bears, I don't think, will have any control over it.
Well, the first episode of the Bills one was not good, so I have very low expectations on it. It's upsetting how bad it was, but this is kind of where we're at. So what did you think of what was done? Like, to get some of the details on Ben being out there 87 plays, like that seems like a lot, even for if you were doing a regular practice for Caleb Williams. That seems like a lot of volume for him to dissect, to be able to do that before a game. That's a very interesting way for Ben Johnson to spend his time before he makes his debut as Bears head coach.
Yeah, but I think that's a game. I think he said, you're talking about the practice Sunday morning, yesterday
yes.
morning before the Dolphins game, the kind of offense on air practice. He said Ben Johnson put it as 70-something plays. And if things are going well offensively, you should be running something like 70 offensive plays. So I think there is that is smart. It's kind of like hitting the driving range as opposed to actually going and playing around.
Hmm.
We're going to the Topgolf.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
I-88 corridor.
Yeah, I got to be careful over there, though.
Did you guys catch the Case Keenum office reference in the post-game press conference?
No.
Yesterday?
No.
Case Keenum was quoting Ben Johnson, quoting John Elway about something.
I did then, catch that.
And he goes, and he said something like, he quoted himself quoting Michael Scott, quoting Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
Do you guys have quotes? Do you have quotes, like famous quotes that you tell yourself to kind of hype yourself up for something, or to try to live by, or to kind of get yourself in the right frame of mind for work or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've got like some personal life mantras, but they're more like spiritual and serenity based, frankly. They're not like, well, I don't really have
though. Not historic.
Yeah, they're not historic, and they're not okay. Like, you know, like, ooh, I'm gonna get like a, they're not hype up kind of quotes in that way. Why do you have something, Jason? What do you use?
Well, there's like big picture ones. There's ones like, you know, freely you receive, freely give, or like you know, love your neighbor as yourself, things like that. But on like, if I really need to like get in the right frame of mind for work, I a lot of times will think of the great quotes and orations of Marshawn Lynch.
Just run through a face.
That's one of them. And like all great poets and artists, every Marshawn Lynch quote can mean something different to different people. You can apply it in your own. It's all kind of,
you got to take care of your chickens.
Up for interpretation. That's a good one. I like, I'm about that action, boss. That kind of gets me like, okay, I'm ready to take on whatever this challenge is that I have. Run through somebody's face, like you said, Lawrence. And on the days when you feel like, you know, I'm just not into whatever it is I'm doing, and we all have kind of these sluggish days at work, it's, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The Tao of Marshawn Lynch is how you live, huh?
He's a philosopher. I mean, I think that I think any one of those three or four things we just said could be on a needle point.
Help me with the take care of your chicken. Who is the chicken?
Chickens, plural.
So the chickens, like, so if you're like, if you own chickens, you need the eggs.
I think the quote is save your chickens. Like, he's trying to make sure that people are saving their money. So, you know,
the context did seem to be financial advice. That's not one that I totally understood, to be honest. And again, that fits in with all of history's great philosophers.
Do hip hop lyrics count?
There's just going to be some things that you don't understand. Chicken.
Yeah, play it again for us, baby T.
Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken.
Take care of y'all mentals, and y'all bodies, and y'all chicken. See, so the chicken comes third. All right, I got you. I've been known to occasionally quote Jack Harbaugh. It's a true story.
Okay.
Because Jack Harbaugh used to drive Jim and John around and would turn around and say to them, who's got it better than us? And they'd go, nobody. And just locking into that sense of gratitude and excitement to go about your day, I think it's worked quite nicely for those two guys.
I believe I heard that he used to tell his kids also to attack this day with the fury of 1,000 suns.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think that's another Jack Harbaugh bit of wisdom.
So there you go.
I often will use Rakim.
Okay.
I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish the rhyme. So
I'm gonna have to sit down with that one and think about it. That was strong though.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Rakim lyrics.
Really. How freaked out are you guys about Caleb right now?
I'm not at all, really.
Freaked out.
Not at all. Okay.
Why should we be? You saw something today?
No.
The breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire Restaurants. They celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
You can't
drop a bomb like that in the middle of the Bears hit.
I don't know where you think you are. You come in here, you spouting Marshawn Lynch, and then you're like asking us if we're freaked out. How freaked out are you, Leisure?
I'm not. I was just taking the temperature on it. I just wanted to see where you guys were at. Since you asked, today's practice was not great. Really, like accuracy issues, pre-snap issues. It was just not a good day in the passing game and their 70-minute workout today.
That's not good to hear.
I don't like hearing that.
No, but none of us like hearing that.
There's still a lot of time here, and
there's really not. I mean, though.
There's still 3 weeks before they would get into a week one mindset, a week one schedule for the Minnesota game. But one thing that I like in this process is that Ben Johnson has been telling us and you, everybody, the truth about it from what it seems like. He's not coming out here telling you it's not as bad as it looks. The thing you're seeing with your own eyes isn't what's actually happening. But he has been very clear that this should look better than it does right now.
All right, look.
And it's definitely a big week for Caleb to kind of take a step forward here.
Jason, there is a conspiracy theory afoot among a certain section of Bears fandom that believes that part of the reason Caleb Williams was held out of game work is so he didn't look bad and didn't have to deal with any of that. Do you believe there's anything to that particular conspiracy theory?
Did you see the net video? Did you see the Family Fest video? Like, the videos are out there. I don't think that they're super, I don't think that Caleb or Ben Johnson is super sensitive about stuff like that. No. And even if he had been out there, I mean, you saw what Tua did. Tua, you know, it was pretty limited, pretty careful.
Yeah.
It was pretty stripped down.
So what would you like to see going forward that might make you feel better about where things are going with this thing?
It would help if I never saw another delay of game penalty in practice again. And when you listen to Ben Johnson and you listen to the three quarterbacks that are probably going to make the team, Caleb and Case Keenum and Tyson Bagent, every one of them tells you that one of the great things about Ben Johnson's approach is that he gets the play in quick. Tyson Bagent was talking about the experience yesterday of being Ben Johnson's starting quarterback and saying it's so efficient. There is no hesitation. There is no fuzziness to what the play call is. It is in right away. He knows what he wants you to do. He communicates that to you, and you have plenty of time to get to the line. If that is the case, if this hang-up is not on the front end, then we shouldn't be having delay of game penalties on the back end for the Bears.
Jason, you talked to Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, as you always do, but you also talked to Mike McDaniel. And you wrote about you wrote about Mike McDaniel's experience in grooming a young quarterback and working with a young quarterback. And what did you learn about that can speak to the Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams experience?
Well, that would be the thing if you're listening to this, and when I asked if you're freaked out about Caleb Williams, this might be something that kind of brings you back down to earth here. Mike McDaniel came in similar circumstances in Tua Tagovailoa's third year. So he was 2 years removed from being the number five overall pick. He had totally been coached wrong by Brian Flores in every possible way. And Mike McDaniel had to come in and get Tua to see the game the way he sees it, because you need to know that your quarterback is going to take advantage of the things that you're scheming for while he's out there on his own. And what Mike McDaniel said is it really requires honest feedback. You have to, from both sides, and that the coach can a lot of times interpret this as, well, when the player kind of barks back at me, he's being overly sensitive. And the quarterback can kind of interpret it as, why is this guy coming at me so hard? Why is he, you know, on me about everything? And they need to understand that if both of them have good intentions of working together, that that is all productive. That conflict is crucial to growth. And it just so happened that I was able to talk to Caleb Williams that same day. And I was talking to him about something else for the majority of the conversation. And I said, hey, let me ask you one question before we go about Mike McDaniel. And Mike McDaniel coached Caleb Williams in a camp when Caleb was 14 years old with QB Collective. So he has followed Caleb very closely, and they've kept in touch. They know each other. They really like each other. And I told him what Mike McDaniel said. And Caleb, just before I even finished the question, was just nodding his head vigorously. And what he said about the, to use his word, clashes that he has had with Ben Johnson on the practice field and in meetings was really promising, in the sense of he categorized it, he painted it all the same way that Mike McDaniel did, that this is how we grow. That there was an incident just recently, he didn't give me the details on this, but he said there was something just recently where they had a clash on the practice field and Caleb was mad and Ben was mad. And when they talked it through later and Caleb saw it on film, he realized he was the one that was wrong. And he said, that's what I needed last year. This is what I was begging for. That's what I've been craving since I've been in the NFL, is that kind of moment where I sit there and say, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. I see it now. Now I understand something that I didn't understand before we had this argument.
Shout out to Crucial Conflict. Hey, in the middle of the barn. You also had an opportunity to talk with Noah Sewell about what his brother told him about Ben Johnson.
He told him nothing. We had Noah Sewell just a few minutes ago.
Who had a great game Sunday, by the way. He was outstanding.
I thought he's had a good camp, but I asked him about that. I wanted to ask him something about what was going so well for him in camp. And so I prefaced it with, it seems like you're having a very good camp. And he kind of gave this face. And so I stopped and I was like, well, do you agree with that? And he was like, 50-50. I don't know. I'd sell myself a little better while they're up there making decisions, man. But so he was asked if his brother had told him anything about the experience of playing for Ben Johnson. And he said no, that his brother was, quote, a little salty about Ben Johnson leaving for the Bears.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love how salty all those Lions guys are. They know he's good. They know that last year was their real chance, you know, with Ben and with Aaron Glenn, and now both of them leaving. It's like, that's why they were so devastated when that thing went away.
They're still so good. I don't think they're going to just plunge.
I'm not saying that you think that,
but a lot of people seem to be making that leap, and it's a big loss, both those coordinators. You're right.
It's great to still have the quarterback there. That helps.
And the head coach, by the way.
And the defensive end, heart and soul.
And John Morton has been in the system, so it's not like it's, you know, like you're just completely going outside of what it is that you've been doing to promote someone.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's true. Jason, who jumped out at you yesterday and had a game that you think matters for their role on this team in that preseason game?
Colston Loveland, for one, and I know that he wasn't in very long and he only had the one catch, but no mistakes for him. I think he could learn to play a little faster and he can take advantage of matchups a little more as time goes on. But he did not look overwhelmed at all. Luther Burden, I mean, if the starters don't play, we're really going to be looking at who's vying for backup quarterback and how did the rookies look. So Luther Burden making that play before halftime and having the sense to go out of bounds. I was talking to him afterwards just about that play, and he said he knew, if you guys were watching, they had to put the second back on the clock afterward. But he said, I knew I got out, and I knew before that play, and no one needed to tell me that. No coach emphasized it on the sideline that I knew that if I got the ball, I needed to be very mindful of the clock. He did have a pre-snap mistake, but you know, it's going to take some time for him especially to catch up to everything, because he missed a lot of time and he missed the beginning of training camp too, on top of off-season practices. And then Kyle Monanga, I mean, just solid. You're looking for these rookies to look like they belong. I don't need any of these guys to go and just do something amazing in a preseason game like we did last year. We're like, last year, that's what we're dying for, to see Caleb and Odunze do something like they did against the Bengals. You just want to see these guys look like they belong. And they're playing backups. They're playing mostly second and third stringers. But you just want to see that the progression is there. And hopefully we'll get a chance to see them play first string defense when they play Buffalo.
Your good friend Lawrence Holmes is the premier Kyle Monungai hater.
Clearly.
I mean, like, top notch.
What do you hate about him?
I don't hate anything about him.
Well, what's the downside?
Just reminded my partner that seventh round running backs often get cut. And so,
yeah, and it's a good point.
It shouldn't be a surprise if he does. And I would say that Kyle had a mixed bag yesterday. I thought he did a great job running the ball. I thought his blitz protection was substandard. And there were two times, one which resulted in a sack on Tyson Bagent, where he got blowed up and looked like he didn't quite belong at the professional level in those two moments.
Yeah, that was Willie Gay, as Kyle just kind of bounced off of Willie Gay. He did. He did. I watched that, and I'm like, oh, maybe Lawrence is right.
And Kyle Monungai would not get nearly the conversation that he's been getting if not for the fact that the Bears are so light at running back.
I agree.
So to your point, Lawrence, they've got DeAndre Swift, who they're not sure if he can give them what they need. We all know how talented he is, obviously. Roschon Johnson is a total question mark because we just didn't even hardly see him last year.
I am a hater. And I'm a Roschon Johnson hater.
Kyle Monungai, as a seventh round pick, when you draft running backs in the seventh round, that they're on some teams, on most teams probably, you don't know if that guy will make the team or not. He's going to make it here because they have such a need. And
unless
good for him.
Unless they sign Jamal Williams.
Well, yeah, but I think they want to see where Kyle Monungai can go still.
I'll bet a tasty steak dinner that Kyle Monungai is not getting cut.
So wait, I want to be clear about this.
Yeah, because, tasty steak dinner.
Because my belief is that Kyle Monungai gets cut and then re-signed to the practice squad.
Yeah, no, and cut counts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they'll be able to stash him, because that's another thing you have to calculate when you're cutting guys is, will we get away with stashing
tasty,
this guy? Because
tasty
if somebody else calls with a roster spot, he's going.
Firehouse? Mm-hmm. Want to do Firehouse?
No, I want you to cook it. I want you to make it yourself.
You don't want that. I mean, I could do it.
You could do a steak?
Yeah.
No, Firehouse. Firehouse is great.
Firehouse
take
works
the black
for us.
Mobile over there?
Yeah, go right over there.
Take the black cave?
Be right there. Get off at 14th Street.
Uh-huh.
It's totally fine.
All right. Ian Wheeler. I thought Ian Wheeler looked pretty good late. You know, he had one long one that got called back, but does he have a shot? Make this team?
It'd be a real long shot. Again, like the conversation we were just having, Matt, if you cut Monungai, what are your chances of being able to stash him?
Yeah.
Versus Wheeler. I think if you cut Ian Wheeler, you'd be able to stash him on the
practice
squad.
All right.
It's very possible.
Thank you, Jason.
Jason, thanks.
Kyle Monungai's setup just speaks, I'll be quick, to how important it is where you land rather than how high you get drafted, because there will be guys drafted ahead of him that don't make rosters because they landed in teams that are just too tough to make.
I appreciate the picture of Spunky Dunkers. Love that place.
Oh, yeah. I drove past it yesterday, dropping my daughter off at my mom's. Yep.
I love that. That's outstanding.
Good donut place in Palatine.
It's phenomenal.
Can we get them sponsoring my segments?
I mean, we can try.
You can try. Yeah. How about you do a little work? Huh? Hey, about that.
Next time you're around there, just go on in and be like, hey
do you know
I do these
I
segments on the Score.
Do you have any idea who
they
think
love,
I am?
A big deal.
They love your donuts. How about they become a sponsor of my segment?
I love you. You love me. Let's sponsor this.
Let's do this. Work together.
I mean, that's often how radio deals come together.
That's how things work for you. That's not how things work for me.
Someday, though. Jason, we'll let's make a stop on Jason's behalf at Spunky Dunkers. Let's do that.
That's far.
Let's just call him.
That's far. Chad Feldman, if you're listening, call Spunky Dunkers.
There we go.
He's not, though.
That's his job.
That's the bad part.
We know that.
He's not listening. He's not. Jason, be well. See you soon.
All right, guys. See you later.
Lawrence is referring to our sales boss, Chad Feldman, who earlier asked me something about the Bears, and I made a point. And he said, man, that's a great point. You should say that. And I'm like, well, I've said it probably four times the last 2 weeks on the show. Thanks for listening.
He doesn't really care about how you feel about the Bears. He just wants a window to talk about Jaden Daniels.
Oh, he just
That's all that's happening there.
He was at the Matt Shaw Q&A at Wildfire, and he asked some very Maryland-specific questions to Matt Shaw, who went to University of Maryland.
Yeah, that's all he wants
to
do.
That's all he's there. That's his whole game. Yeah.
I'm counting on Glenn Harris to listen to that segment and then go get Spunky Dunkers to be a sponsor of Jason's segment. That would work, right?
I think that's entirely possible. All right, so we've got Kyle Manungai on the brain. The left tackle needs to be discussed. And if there's time, a little bit more on Austin Booker, although we'll have time to get to that later in the week as well.
No, but I hope let's do that because I wanted to hear Big Ant talk about him because if anyone would know about that position, it would be Big Ant. So let's talk about the tackles. Let's talk about Kyle Manungai. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about where things stand with the pass rush. So do all of that next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're not afraid to remind people when we've had something correct.
That should be a tagline for this show.
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right?
I learned it from watching you, Lawrence.
I learned it by watching you.
Afternoons on The Score.
On third down and long for Ewers, still looking for his first completion. That ball's loose. It is out. It is the Bears. Ends up with it, and it was Austin Booker who made the impact to knock it away from yours again.
Austin Booker with a great game, a sublime one for the Bears on Sunday. Quick side note, why doesn't anyone talk about Quinn Ewers the same way that they talk about Shedeur Sanders? Put a pin in that. We can talk about it later.
Quinn Ewers have a good preseason game?
No. I meant like coming into the draft. Like if you look at their numbers, they're pretty much the same guy. Hmm. And yet no one was crying for Quinn Ewers. A lot of people were crying for Shedeur Sanders. That's all.
Shador had himself a nice night.
He did. He looked really good. I hope that he gets that job. I don't see how he can't. Honestly, like looking at the collection of bums
they got five
got over there.
They got five on it. They put five on it.
By the way, I saw a video last week. I think I was telling Alex about this. Joe Flacco, Aditi Kinkabwala, was doing a piece on him for 60 Minutes. And she's talking to his kids. And they're like, she's like, you know, has your dad ever impressed you? And they're like, nah, he stinks. He's a backup. Like, she's like, wait a minute. Like, your dad was a Super Bowl MVP. And they're like 10, 11. They're like, yeah, we weren't around for that.
Oh, man.
All we see is this dude is a backup quarterback.
That's brutal.
And I mean, they were relentless.
They were. But, you know, that's fascinating because I wonder, I've told you this, right? Like, I remember hearing a Joe Flacco interview. At the time, I think he had three kids, and he was asked if he ever changed a diaper. And the answer was no, not one. Not a single diaper.
Okay, so maybe that's why. Yeah, he never bonded with his children.
That's what I'm saying. Because I've told anybody, if you have a kid out there, and I mean, not after a certain age, but up to the age that they still are using diapers, you should change their diapers as many as you can. Bond with them. There's a thing that gets created when you're actually the person taking care of them. All right. When they reach a certain age, stop changing their diapers.
I'm just reading this headline. Joe Flacco's son says Browns quarterback must, quote, win another Super Bowl to not stink anymore.
Oh, man, that ain't right.
Quote, he stinks.
That ain't right.
Could you imagine Ruben saying that about your singing career?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. All right. Yes, well, I could.
Sorry, did not mean to open up that wound. That is not good.
It's all good. There's a couple positions we wanted to touch on here.
Yeah, and Austin Booker. Let's get back to Austin Booker because he brought us into this segment. Our guy, Big Ant Heron, on the Fox broadcast last night, talked about what he was able to accomplish and how Austin Booker looks.
Last season was supposed to be sort of a redshirt developmental year for Austin Booker. He actually got a lot more playing time during the season than we anticipated last year. And we've seen other pass rushers come through this town in recent seasons where we haven't necessarily seen that development. Now, in this first preseason game today, there are some signs of that development. Do me a favor, partner. Just take like one step forward. I want to just quickly display for folks where, you can face the camera. You can even look at us in the monitor. Okay. Where Austin Booker has grown a lot of times as a long pass rusher, like if he were rushing on most offensive linemen, you might see Austin Booker's head over them, but the issue is he would always rush down the middle. Now you saw today examples of him attacking the outside half, outside third of blockers with more pad level. So when you get a flat back, you can really enhance your ability to use leverage into a blocker, and he got rid of. He was talking about the long arm he used where the offensive tackle fell down on the ground. So he gets into the guy with leverage into his sternum and then quickly falls off into that gap. That's where he's getting rid of those blockers. He's able to now elude blockers in a way that's a lot more deceptive, a lot more elusive, and it takes advantage of his actual frame because he's not a hulking pass rusher. He's not going to overpower everyone he rushes against. But because he's got long arms and he can rush with leverage, that's where you can utilize your levers and your limbs to take advantage of the movement skills that he possesses. But some guys develop that as pass rushers. Some guys really never get to that stage where they do it consistently. It's only a preseason game. It's the first one. But we saw a lot of positive signs of the development that seems to be happening with Booker.
Well, that would be cool. That would be cool if that happens. Good stuff from Big Ant. What's interesting is that he doesn't really fit the profile for the defensive coordinator he now plays for at defensive end. Like, if you can rush the passer, they will find a way to use you, of course. But it's like he fits a bit more in the Eberflus mold than he does in the Dennis Allen mold.
But the thing about him, though, is that he's still young enough and raw enough that I think that him playing for Dennis Allen is actually going to be, hopefully, is going to be something that grows his career.
I hope that is the case. But I know that for Dennis Allen, he's light. And Dennis Allen was talking about Booker and praising how he has been in camp, but said this, quote, when he plays with fundamentals and technique right, then he's able to set edges, which is critical for us in terms of what we do defensively. Like, for Dennis Allen, man, you gotta be able to set the edge. That's why he likes, like, guys who are built like Dio, frankly, a little bit more, who have a bigger base and can set the edge and then can also rush. Booker's longer and leaner and faster.
It's a young Max Crosby.
Just ask him and Jim Miller. And apparently on draft night, that was a thing. Right, people were talking about that. So
be careful.
I know. Yeah, you got to be real careful of that. So, look, I'm hopeful. It's just interesting how it doesn't quite necessarily fit what Dennis Allen fits. But number three pass rusher is up for grabs, man. It's like him and Dominique Robinson.
Yeah, who only seems to be talked about this time of year. And then it's like, oh, yeah, he's still on the team.
So left,
that's interesting.
Left tackle is a big, big deal, man. You've been thinking that they want Ozzie Trapillo to win that job. Braxton Jones got a lot of run in that game yesterday.
He did. Why don't we hear Declan Doyle talk a little bit about this and where the left tackle position is and who's competing and why?
I think that, I think that they're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open. There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle. I'm really excited to see Buffalo come in here and our guys get work against their edge players. You know, last week with Miami, they got some guys that are really impressive. And so all of that tape is really valuable.
How did you evaluate how Braxton and Ozzie did?
I would say that both of them, there's a lot of room for improvement in both cases. You know, I think that Dan addressed that with them in their meeting. Really, it's about, you know, who's willing to make improvement on, you know, that performance and keep accelerating to see who's going to be the guy, you know, there week one.
It's Dan Rauschar, the offensive line coach, that he's referencing. I like Declan saying that battle is still wide open. This coaching staff likes having very open and obvious battles, letting guys fight it out.
It was interesting, though, because at the beginning, he was like, yeah, they're starting to separate themselves.
From
and
each
I feel
other.
Like, I feel like he caught himself.
You think so? Oh, okay. Maybe.
Maybe. I might be reading too much into it, and that's okay. Well, why don't we hear what one of the quarterbacks thinks?
Yeah, because Case Keenum is, you know, was kind of pleasantly surprised to have somebody as good as Ozzie Trapillo at his left tackle when he was playing yesterday.
Yeah, I honestly, like, looking up, I think I played into the fourth quarter, but, you know, seeing those guys that I was out there with, I was like, okay, I feel better now. You know, like, I mean, sometimes end of preseason games, there's guys that have been hurt or pulled or you know, and there's guys playing different positions. But having Ozzie, I literally looked at him as, like, left side, and it gave me a good sense. So that's a good feeling as a quarterback, you know, when you have your left tackle that you feel really good about.
So, yeah, people are impressed with Ozzie, Case Keenum among them.
I think that they would love it if he won the job. And figuring this thing out through the practices, they got the Bills this week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun. If it ends up being Braxton Jones, I don't think anyone should be mad. I just think that I look at it this way. He inherited Braxton Jones. He clearly wanted Ozzie Trapillo. If we're in the space of this is Ben's team,
yeah,
and he's in control,
sure, and they both have the BC connections.
They do. They've got the BC connections, but the fact that he's like, oh, you know what, we should just go get that big old tackle that they got over there, and I don't care that he hasn't played left tackle that much.
So listen, my guy Kyle Manungai, had the 24-yard run on the first play of the third drive, ran hard again on the second play of that drive. That guy is built so strong and short, that low center of gravity.
Didn't help him pass, bro.
It did not. He's got to get better at that those first two times. But he was also there on the return team on the opening kickoff, him and Duvernay. And so Manungai on the return team, he's not getting cut. You're going to owe me a delicious steak dinner.
Well, I mean, I win either way.
It's true.
I get to hang out with my partner and have a good steak.
Aw, you see that? Here's my one issue with Manungai. Typing his name on the Evernote app or on a document.
What does it turn into? Mongol?
It doesn't recognize it. How many times do I have to type a new name like that for...
Do you capitalize always?
Yes. As I'm typing a name,
that's
I do.
That's interesting that it hasn't picked it up yet.
Yeah, you think it should pick it up by now? I'll see. Next game. But as I'm taking notes and I'm using the app, I keep typing Manungai and it's like... It's questioning me. It doesn't trust me. And I need autocorrect to get on board with this.
Do you need to maybe in your OneNote, right?
Evernote.
Do you need to take a story about Kyle Manungai
and put it in there?
And then see if it's like, oh, this is the thing that he keeps trying to smell out. Oh, we got it now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I just can't imagine how much Wani's struggling with it.
You know he's having a rough time.
He's having a rough go.
But that's his guy because that's his guy.
Yes.
Who used to coach him in college.
Right. And he loves running backs.
He loves Shianu.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what's happening. He's like typing it into his phone, and the G keeps going before the N.
Right.
And he's getting confused.
Magungai.
By the way, that clip of Big Ant here, I was watching that live. He did to Lou what Coach would do to me. It was like, hey, come here. You're going to be a tackling dummy. Come here, you're going to do this. And it was a really good demonstration by Big Ant because he's obviously like a giant man. He's a lot bigger than Lou. And he was saying how if Austin Booker could do a better job of disguising himself, he could disappear a little bit behind guys and then be able to poof, like reappear. Magic.
Because you're living in a world of illusion. Thank you, Mr. Henning.
You're welcome. When we come back, I think Tom Brady really enjoyed the Tom Brady roast because now that's all he does when he's out in public, when writers. He's not helping PCA.
He's got writers. That's what he has.
And you seem to have another problem with it. Well, I think you should keep your mouth closed about that other problem.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Joe Buck already told you, you know, it's always the guys with hair, you know? It's always the guys that got the good salt and pepper.
Yeah.
They always want to talk about somebody else.
Well, that's what he's afraid of, and he needs to embrace it.
He does need to embrace it. We'll explain next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Beagle at home.
Good vibes, babe.
Afternoons on The Score.
That's up for talk show debate. What do you guys think? Should I take a poll?
We will talk about Tom Brady momentarily. We're giving away a pair of general admission passes away to Riot Fest. Riot Fest on Friday, September 9th. The acts on Friday include Blink 182, Weird Al, Alkaline Trio. Is it Rilo Kelly?
Rilo Kiley.
Kiley, sorry.
And the Pogues.
And the Pogues.
Yeah, man. I'm so excited that Riot Fest is doing some work with us here at The Score, and I'm going to be doing some work with them that weekend. Very excited to do that.
At Douglas Park, riotfest.org if you'd like to buy tickets. But if you're caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670, we're going to hook you all the way up, and you're going to have a good time.
September 19th to the 21st this fall. And yeah, there's each day.
That's exciting that we have Riot Fest tickets.
I know, man. I'm very, very, very psyched about that. You mentioned Tom Brady, who had a statue unveiled in Foxborough over the weekend. And you think the roast really made an impression on Tom, huh?
I do. He's got one-liners now for everybody in like every event, and he loves to troll. So they gave him the statue, and he started trolling the Jets.
But in the end, this statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year. Probably in the second quarter. Maybe the third.
It's a good line. It's a very good line. There were lots of other jokes. At one point, he pretended to take a phone call from Bill Belichick, who was critical of the sculptor. And he said to the sculptor, like, trust me, I know how this feels to have Bill be critical of you. Like, ha, ha, ha. So, Brady, does he come across actually funny to you? Like, genuinely funny to you? Because I hear the writing staff doing its work.
I think Tom is funnier when he's just doing a clapback versus someone writing a clapback for him. I think in impromptu moments, I think he is funny. The scripted guy sounds like a scripted guy.
Yeah, really does. Like, I liked him. What was the documentary about the play against the Raiders with Charles Woodson? The Tuck Rule.
The Tuck Rule, yeah.
The Tuck Rule documentary. I liked Tom a lot in that. He and Charles Woodson were just hanging around watching the game and talking about the play and what went wrong and what it would be called. And he was like giving it to Woodson and taking it back and stuff. I was like, that seems like a normal dude. I enjoyed that dude.
Yeah, it's got to be rough. Like I do, as weird as it sounds for someone who's made as much money and has won as much as he, I have some sympathy for this part of his life.
He's a needy person.
He's spent a lot of time just being the GOAT.
Yeah.
And like now it's how do you interact when you're not like the football-y guy? Like how do you re-enter society at this point where you've been pretty much programmed to be the perfect quarterback dude?
I'm going to say the part out loud that you were saying I should not say out loud. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
He's got to pull back on the hair dye. He's got to ease off the throttle on the hair dye. It's starting to look incredibly obvious that that is not actually what his hair color is or would be. It is okay to age. It is all right. Yes, it is. I mean, I've sworn that I would never do the hair dye. I've sworn that I would never do it.
You have awesome salt and pepper, though.
He could see what happens, man. He's in the television business, though. I get it.
I agree with you.
And we know, what was the name of the guy that helped him get anything he ever needed to put in his body or on his body? Guerrero.
The TB12 guy?
Yeah, Alex Guerrero. So I assume this is an Alex Guerrero hair dye creation?
No, I mean, look, he was also married to one of the most beautiful women in the world. I'm sure that she had thoughts on like product and presenting your best self and all that stuff.
I'm struggling today. I'm a bad guy today.
He could ease up on the hair dye.
Thank you, Alex. Did you hear Lawrence? You're my partner. Say just today. I mean, really?
It does look like he's gone to the Nick Saban school of hair dye, roll tie, but it does seem like he is adding some things in. Who am I to talk?
At least he's not going to the Greg Williams school where it's like jet black beard and hair. Like,
you guys remember
when
Madden did it?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, dude, you look different. Especially because no one has looked better with the white hair than Joe Madden.
Yeah, yeah, he was rocking it. Absolutely. But Tom's starting to look like he's not operating with original equipment. You know what I'm saying?
He's getting the Rudy Giuliani.
Can't have that.
That was a really weird moment. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate all of it. It's Baby T, great job today. Keep it up. You're trying to live up to a standard. Let's get you there. So for Baby T, for Alex, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, hello. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show this show every single day. We're a little truncated tomorrow, but we're going to come back and do our best to live up to what you expect from us. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Long may it live. See you tomorrow.
While y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies, you know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken, you feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.